This is the Wall Street Update edition of World Business Report on Thursday, the 28th of January. I'm Tony Bonsignori. Well, let's take a look at the markets now. And on Wall Street, the Dow Jones has just ended the day 0.8% higher at 16,069 points. A short while ago, I spoke to Carey Leahy from Decision Economics in New York.
Well, the real story today was not really a big gyration in oil prices, which, as you know, has been a major movement of the market. In addition to worries about the emerging markets, particularly China, it was a story that on earnings. Now is the time that big companies are reporting earnings, and two significant companies in the U.S., Facebook, who I assume many of our listeners are familiar with, and then a company they may not be so familiar with, Under Armour, which produces a very popular line of athletic and obviously underclothing. They both exceeded analysts' expectations. And the market took that as a positive sign and moved higher.
Does that mean that the markets, investors now think that they're in for better than expected news? Positive surprises on the upside, as you would say, on Wall Street?
I think there's a possibility for that because you can make the argument that things have been battered down so much you can do better. The difficulty now is that the tenor of the discussion has changed to what will the market's ructions mean for slower growth in the U.S. and elsewhere. That's not a positive kind of question to have, but I think now that expectations have been beaten down, I still say there is a reasonable chance over the next 14 days the market may do better on half those days because earnings may surprise a bit on the upside. Companies outside of oil aren't necessarily doing all that bad, but the focus is so much on oil and how horrible that business is and how laden it is with debt and how much debt it's taken on is really putting the investors into a tizzy.
And briefly, Carey, one company, very well-known company, reported after the bell, Amazon. So we won't get the full market response to that until Friday. But what were the results?
Well, the Amazon share price has gotten badly battered because earnings fell short of expectations. Amazon is an extremely interesting company that continues to look for revenue growth and increasing market share and are less concerned about profits. But investors were clearly disappointed and sent shares lower.
That was Carey Leahy there from Decision Economics in New York. And let's take a quick look at the markets there. You heard Dow Jones up 0.8%, 16,069. In London, the FTSE ended down 1% at 5,931. And March New York light crude oil up $1.42 at $33.72 a barrel.
Thank you for downloading from the BBC World Service. You can find a whole world of information from science, arts, business and technology. Just go to bbcworldservice.com/podcasts.